Welcome to the Crap Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's up? And Wells is here. Well, here, relatively speaking.
Yeah, here, there. I'm somewhere. Hey, everybody.
Everywhere.
Yeah, look, sir, you
Hi,
are
Josh.
No Roy
Hi, Jeff.
Kent.
Hi, Wells. I miss you, buddy.
I miss y'all, too. Fun.
I mean...
I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, I miss this guy. He's lots of fun. So, really quickly, Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Here we
on
go.
On the spot.
So, the spot that you and I had been really anxiously excited about opening is open. When are we going to go?
Well, you're going to need to narrow it down for me because there's a couple of things. So
you remember the spot of Heist and Divine Barrel and Incendiary and
Devolver. Yeah.
What's that place called again?
The Distro Hub.
Yeah. When are we going to go?
We find some time.
All right.
I definitely want to check it out.
I do too.
I haven't heard a lot thus far. Yes. Other than parking was kind of a bear, which, you know, pretty much already noped me out of most of the conversation. But,
well, you know, we're on our new fitness journey, so we can try to find a parking spot and walk there together.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can keep up with you and your 12 mile per hour walk.
I'm fast.
Here's what we'll do. In a couple Mondays, when I'm back up there for recording, what we're going to do is we're going to go to one of the side streets, and I'm going to drive at 10 miles per hour. And if you can even keep up without full on jogging, I'll be impressed.
Oh, trust me, I can't. Again, I told you at the end of the recording last time, I misread my watch, and it's
that's
okay.
Right. I'm not going to.
I knew I did. I know I wouldn't. Video game time. Mega Bonk. You should play Mega Bonk. It is the dumbest, funnest game ever known to man.
I feel like you say that about once every 4 months, and I'm not mad about it. I just don't, you know.
So, Jeff, you remember when I was talking about Vampire Survivors and how stupid fun that is? Okay, so imagine this, but it's 3D. So it's Vampire Survivors, but it's third dimension, and you can jump. So you know how sometimes you get stuck in like a weird corner and you're just like fucking dead and you can't do anything?
Yeah,
doesn't happen in this game.
Okay.
Yeah. Runs are a lot shorter, too. Runs are only 10 minutes. You know how sometimes a Vamp Survivors run can go for like 20, 25 minutes? You're like, can this just be done and over with?
Yeah.
This is brutally hard after the 10-minute timer is up.
Yeah, although I feel like Vampire Survivors did that thing where it was like, oh, you've been playing for X amount of time. Here, we're going to start sending all of the big bosses that are just going to kill you. They're just one-touch kills. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Unless you've got hacks going on, you know, and it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that Mega Bonk is on console yet. I'm sure it will get there at some point. It's like $8. It's a great, like, throw a podcast on and just run around. And Wells, I know you're not super familiar, but I know you know the basic idea of this type of a game. It's like an idle-based game, meaning you don't really have a lot of things you have to do. You just have to move a little bit. And then as you move, your character auto-kills things for you. And you just pick up the material and decide what, you know, skills and weapons you want to evolve and all that fun stuff. It's just mindless fun.
Okay.
If that's your thing, Vamp Survivors is kind of the original idea of this concept. And then, like I said, Mega Bonk, it's like it's evolution. I know Vamp Survivors was on Game Pass, but you don't have Game Pass anymore, rightfully so. So,
oh, fucking no. You can't jack something up 50% and expect me to take it laying down. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
I was actually looking at renewing Game Pass. I wasn't sure I was going to go full ultimate, but you know, I was looking at all the like price hacks to get the best deal for the longest amount of time.
GameStop.
You
know,
you go online and you find this. There's a site that sells like 3 months at a time. You know, it's like one of those code sites, and so you know that ends up being super cheap. And then you buy it was like EA's. Whatever their Game Pass was, and then you combine them together, and then when you have them both, and then upgrade to Ultimate, like I don't know, there was some special magical formula that made my head hurt, and then I was like, you know what, I need to remind myself that 99% of what showed up on Game Pass never saw the light of day with me. I would really only want it to be able to play online with other people. And I'm so inconsistent with my gameplay, even that doesn't make any sense. So, and then they came out and said, oh, and it's also going to be a stupid amount more. And I'm like, yep, I'm good. You're not doing what you think you need to do to bring people back to the game. Like, give me a, I would do like a $5 a month, not even like Game Pass, but just like the old Xbox Gold. Give me $5 a month so that I can play online.
Yeah. And they might get to that. Whatever. This is not.
No, they won't. Because Microsoft is dead and they don't care about video games anymore. Welcome to the hellscape that is the modern video game and television world, because this is a great lead off into our first story up that Netflix and AB have signed a deal to go in cahoots together.
Oh God. Now what?
You know, it's makes me think of like, anytime you see like a Ryan Reynolds or Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie on Amazon Prime, there's always this like very obvious scene where, you know, like Ryan Reynolds is like, oh yes, and I better have some aviator gin. That sure does taste good. You know, like commercial inside the movie kind of stuff. And I mean, it feels like that's what they're going to do here. Or heaven forbid, you're watching a show from, you know, Apple TV. And so help me, every single one of them is like, let me very obviously play with my iPhone so that everyone can see it.
Well, I mean,
emotional just, consideration provided by.
Yeah, well, sorry. I was going to say, let's not pretend that it's a new thing, because Parks and Rec was doing that years and years ago with Apple products.
Parks and Rec? You sure about that?
Yeah, Parks and Rec were. They were like flashing around old ass iPhones back then. Like, ooh, look at this iPhone. Like,
the only phone that actually resonates with me on that show is the candy bar Nokia that Ron Swanson rocks on his belt clip.
Yes, yes. But yeah, they were flashing.
Yeah, old school, you're right. Tom. Yeah, Tom does do a bunch of douchebag stuff, but he's always a douchebag.
Yep. But like we were just saying, it's kind of that same thing. Like, there's a show on Netflix called The Gentleman, which I've never heard of, but the characters will be featured drinking. pardon me. Stella Artois. You know, the fancy beer.
Yeah.
The fancy, fancy beer. And, you know, this is just going to continue where it's going to be an ad within a show. Like, hold on, let me take a sip of this beer that I'm going to have review from the Vale in just a second.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, it's not like Netflix isn't already shoving ads at you to begin with. Like, how do we get more ads in there? I mean, you know,
YouTube. I haven't paid for Netflix. Well, I was going to say, I have not paid for Netflix in a while. I canceled it a while ago because I got tired of, like, back to the Microsoft conversation. They kept jacking the price up and then they started putting ads in. I was okay with it until I had to pay this exorbitant amount of money to not have ads. And then I'm barely using it. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm out. So is there ads on, like, all versions of Netflix now, or is there still like an
opt-out? No, there's still an ad-free tour.
Okay.
Or ad-free tier, I'm sorry, not tour.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's good, but to that point, even if it's an ad-free tier, I'm still getting advertised to now. Maybe subvertly, right? Because I don't know that this is a Stella Artois ad, but it is at the end of the day. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. This sickens me, to be honest.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's out to with their hand out saying money, please.
This I mean, another way to get it. That's exactly it. This is money, please. And Netflix is like, yeah, sure. Here's money.
Yep. Well, Netflix, you know, famously gives money to everybody for every reason. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. So I have to wonder, does AB really think that this is going to move the needle that much? Now, granted, Netflix does have 300 million subscribers, but that's worldwide. So what
I find interesting, this whole
really going to move the needle,
but this whole idea of like an embedded ad. I mean, like, you know, I would assume that it's not going to be like a station break ad. It's just going to be, they're all drinking Bud Light. You know, instead of like if you ever watch, you know, like a sitcom and they grab a bag of potato chips, it's Let's potato chips, L-E-T apostrophe S, you know, which is a play on Lay's, but it's, you know, like there's a whole, you know, industry that's up that, that, you know, makes that kind of stuff so that people don't have to pay, you know, Lay's for, you know, product placement and stuff. But like at the same time, Netflix notoriously leans into the fact that people do kind of what you're talking about earlier, Josh, where they just turn something on and then zone out.
Yeah.
They're playing on their phones. It's just white noise. So like, is this really going to, like you said, is this going to cause conversions to any particular product, or, you know, are we just hoping for the best?
I mean, I honestly think this is, and Wells, please chime in if you think I'm crazy saying this, but this is just throwing shit at the wall at this point. They don't know what to do anymore because what they knew as modern media is long dead, right? Like streaming is now the thing. Amazon doesn't let you buy alcohol advertisements for Thursday Night Football. So you got to do something to try to get your ads out there as much as you can.
I did not know that about Amazon not having alcohol ads. That's, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense since they don't sell alcohol on Amazon. Well,
they do in some states, but ultimately they really don't at the end of the day. And you cannot, on specifically like TNF, there is no alcohol ads that show up on there at all.
Gotcha. See, I got, I used to get my Underberg through Amazon, so that was kind of fun.
Which is interesting. I guess I didn't. Well, but I didn't realize Underberg was 44% alcohol.
What? Yes, sir.
Not that I'm doing shots of Underberg to get turned, but like it's a weird.
Hold on. Hold on. Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What, you don't read the tiny text on the itty bitty label?
No, I don't. 44%. I mean, I guess it's kind of like Angostura bitters, right? That shit is like, what, 30% alcohol or something like that? You can buy that on Amazon, too.
Yeah, but
now you're
going to
drink that to get turned.
Oh, God, I could not imagine getting drunk off bitters. Or getting drunk on Underberg, for that matter. Like, that's something I drink to make myself feel better from drinking. Not... Oh God!
But again,
I don't know. Does that just not seem insanely just a juxtaposition of?
Yeah,
I've had too much alcohol, so here's a 44% shot.
Yeah,
yeah. that's, I don't know. That's kind of funny. I never realized that that had 44% alcohol in it. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I was looking at it this weekend, you know, so because we smuggled some into the, well, this last weekend, I guess, right? We smuggled some into the Fresh Hop Festival. And
smuggled. Nobody's like,
well, you're not supposed to, look, you're not supposed to bring outside beverages in. Like, I get it, right? But on the flip side, it's like, yeah, we probably should pull some of these in just in case.
Do you know how many places I have been to with my stupid ass water bottles that nobody really knows what's inside of?
Oh yeah.
And nobody has said a word to me.
Yep.
And for the listeners that don't know, like I typically carry a 40 ounce plus water bottle with me everywhere I go. And it's not small. Nobody's ever said jack shit to me about it. So yeah, they weren't going to say anything to you with your Underberg. They don't care.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, I'll say this.
A raging alcoholic to be carrying around a 44 ounce Yeti bottle full of vodka.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, that sounds so gross.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right. So I want to preface this conversation with, we are going to tread lightly on one topic, but I have something to say about the other piece of this. So I have to read the headline first. AB, or Anheuser-Busch, fired a brewer from Wicked Weed for posting something about Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Here's where this is fucked up beyond all belief is that this post was made on a private social media account that was not tied in any way, shape, or form to Wicked Weed. Therefore, how the fuck this is a legal firing is 1,000% beyond me.
Yep.
Well,
Wells, go ahead.
Welcome to living in North Carolina, where it's a right to work state, and they have the right to fire you for whatever reason they so choose.
Which that is another big problem that I do have with this state is what you just said. It is a right to work state. They really don't have to have cause to fire you. They can make up cause. And that's another part that's kind of scary about this, because at the end of the day, they made up a cause, and it was against this individual that whatever on that part, I'm not even going to go into that piece, but the fact that AB even thought that this was okay to do. Oh my God. It sickens me beyond anything that this just strips away rights of anybody. And that's really what pissed me off on this more than anything was. And I hope to fuck this dude sues AB, and I hope the fuck he gets a shit ton of money for it. I know he already signed an NDA.
Yeah. If they settle, they'll settle. But I mean, yeah. To Will's point, the labor laws in North Carolina aren't really going to be in his favor.
No.
Unfortunately, you know, they're the hard part is, you know, whether it's this or some other things that cause people to get pushed out of their positions because of expressing their opinions online. You know, you can say whatever you want to say, you can do whatever you want to do. We have those freedoms, but that doesn't mean those freedoms are without consequences in some cases.
You think about
a couple weeks back, the Karen lady that was at the Phillies game, you know, that threw a fit over the ball that she thought was hers.
She snatched out of that little kid's hand. Yeah.
Yeah. I have no doubt that, you know, she is most likely paying a hefty price, you know, for what she did, which, you know, it's her right to do it. It was classless and boorish, but, you know,
right.
Boorish. Good stuff.
You like that, don't you?
Yes, I absolutely like that. That's great. Anyway, continue.
I don't know what else to say, to be honest, because the only other thing I'm going to say is something that we shouldn't say. So if y'all have anything else to say on this, feel free. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't, again, regardless of your stance on either side, that's not really the point. You know, the point is it's a shame that people's livelihoods are getting caught up in this. Now, you know, again, in a right to work state, you got to be mindful of that. So consequences are consequences, unfortunately.
I guess this is why I'm happy that I barely have social media anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and I look at, you know, for some of these folks that are going through this, and I'm just like, was it really worth it? I mean, nobody cares about your opinion to begin with. Anyway,
that is a correct point. Kind of glad that I just gave, like, you know, I know we half joked or not even half joked. It was real that Twitter just became such a hellscape that technically one of the three of us still has an account on there, but never uses it. But two of us just completely wiped the accounts. They don't exist anymore. Like, I had enough, and I realized that this could come back to haunt me, especially some of the shit that I said back in the day when, you know, I might have been way too much into my cups and just spouted off random shit that I probably shouldn't have. And so I'm happy that I expunged that at least a little bit. I'm not dumb. I know it is not gone. The internet never forgets, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we are sadly living in this modern day where you wake up one day and all of a sudden, either by your choice or by your actions, you're a social media platform's main villain for the day.
Yeah.
Ugh.
For that news cycle, at least.
Yep. And I just, the optics on this disgust me to no end. And again, I know that we are a right to work state, so they can find whatever cause they want. It's just, this was a weird hill to die on, and I hope this dude got paid, because like I said, I know he signed an NDA, so I hope he got paid. At least that part, I hope.
Yeah, this little bit of news is not going to impact my Anheuser-Busch purchasing whatsoever.
No, because I haven't bought anything.
Yeah, because it's already jack shit.
Yep. And you know, that's the other kind of fucked up part about all this too, right? Is that, like, I shouldn't even say fucked up. It's just how quickly Wicked Weed just, like, nobody seems to care. They just start buying Wicked Weed shit again. And I'm like,
well, it's the same thing as, you know, the Mick Ultra story from the last show. You know, people want to take a stand and they're going to be anti-Bud Light, and then they're going to very quickly forget about it, but probably still had some friction from friends who still didn't let them forget. So they just moved on to something that was the same but different. And, you know,
I know at my local beer jaunt, Pernicious is one of their biggest sellers, and they sell it in 12 packs, and people just walk out with it all day long.
Wild.
And I'm like, you've got fucking other half, and you've got shit from the Vale, and you've got local stuff too, and you're buying that?
But I don't want to be one of those craft beer nerds. I want my stuff. I want to, let's see how to frame this. I want my purchasing to be validated by people who think just like me.
Yes.
Which, you know, you could argue craft beer is the same way. You know,
it is.
Three of us are talking ad nauseum about not buying Anheuser InBev stuff and only buying, you know, real legit craft. I mean, we are sometimes the worst part of the, you know, the craft beer community.
You mean sometimes? We're always the worst part of it, Jeff.
Mostly we come out at night.
Mostly.
Yes.
Ooh, good call. I might have to watch Aliens tonight.
Have you watched Alien Earth yet?
Of course. Yes. Okay. And it's amazing.
I don't agree with some of the commentary that it falls off on the back half. I understand it changes its kind of like scope and focus a little bit, but man, I really got a kick out of that show and I loved it.
Yep. 100% would watch again.
Yep.
Several times. And I will.
And sure. Meanwhile, did you all see that new, you know, Predator movie or whatever? It's like
Badlands.
Prey, I think it's called.
Predator
Badlands. Prey.
Nope. Or Badlands.
Badlands. It's going to be PG-13.
Yes.
And I'm out. I mean,
well, the reason that it's PG-13 is because there's no human blood being spilled in this. So you can carve up monsters and you can carve up androids, aliens, whatever, and it's going to get a PG-13 rating unless you have nudity or language.
Interesting. At that point.
Yeah. So as long as they only say the F word once, you can have a hard PG-13 where it's nearly indistinguishable from an R, but the blood is a different color than red. So the censors don't have a problem with it. So I don't give a shit, man. I am such a Predator fanboy. You say new Predator movie and I'm already buying a ticket. I don't care if it's PG-13. Now, if it was like PG, then I might have to have a problem.
Yeah. But, you know, even like I'm thinking back to Alien versus Predator, the first one. I've got this weird soft spot in my heart for that movie. I don't know. It's just fun. It's just stupid. It's fun.
It's better than Requiem was.
Well, yeah. Most of the Alien movies sucked. Like even when Sigourney Weaver was coming out, it was like, and she's like, yeah, this is what they should have done. You know, it was like one and it was two. And then I know they made other Alien movies and I just don't care about them. And really a lot of the Predator movies weren't good either, but.
All right.
Predators. I lied.
We'll be back in 30.
Okay, sorry.
Anything else, Josh?
Are them fighting words? Yeah. We still have one more story, but.
Oh,
Most of the Predator movies suck. Alien movies suck.
Mm. That's not what I. All right.
How dare you speak ill on our Queen Sigourney Weaver's birthday?
Fair enough.
That is too funny.
Of course, now everybody knows when exactly you recorded this because it's...
Oh, no. Please don't get us fired for recording on a Wednesday.
Yep.
All right. So, Jeff, you probably didn't read the story, even though you posted the story from your alma mater.
Yeah. I gave it a quick once over.
What if I told you there's a new alcohol alternative? Are you ready to know what this one is?
Yeah, why not? I'm sure somebody's trying to disrupt the everybody else's beverage world.
Uh-huh. Do you know how they're trying to disrupt this one?
How are they?
Hard liquor. And electrolytes.
And? Ooh, electrolytes? Are we like in Brondo?
that's what plants crave. So are you talking about like Four Loko?
Which is just like, this is fucking Four Loko again. Throw some caffeine
I would say caffeine's probably what's missing. Or there was a period of time a couple of years back where I remember seeing all sorts of signs on Independence Highway in 74 in Charlotte. And it was during the big seltzer boom. And it was like, oh yes, our seltzers, you know, are made with real fruit juice and electrolytes and probiotics, or, you know, I don't know if it was probiotics, but, you know, it's all, whatever the trendy, you know, yuppie buzzwords were at the time. But making that kind of a drink with vodka, I mean, it just sounds like a seltzer that's made some, you know, in a state other than North Carolina, because they'll dilute down, right? This feels like a press release that they talk somebody into writing an article about.
It kind of does, because this is a 8% ABV vodka drink that is crafted with, you said it, real fruit juice and electrolytes.
So I didn't even look it up. Okay. Electrolytes, like sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and chloride. So it's essentially just like some minerals that are added to this, salts and things like, so.
So you can get drunk and get hydrated at the same time.
A great markets itself as, quote, a great night and a better tomorrow, end quote. An 8% ABV vodka drink. I'm like, oh my God. I don't care if it has electrolytes in it. If I drink all night long 8% shit, I'm probably not going to feel myself the next day.
Okay, so the signature flavor, real lime juice and agave, purified water, and proprietary blend of electrolytes, which is going to give off a salty kind of taste because there's salt in it. So it's what a margarita. They made a margarita in a can that's 8%, and it's just... And maybe their flavoring is a good version of it or something. But when I was in South Carolina, I had a margarita in a can, and I'm like, yeah, this is fine. I'm not going to, you know, make the newspaper with this, but I don't know. It's to create a better quality product that's going to leave you feeling better the next day. Yeah. If you have one, you're going to be fine the next day. When you're at, you know, a party at IU and you're doing 30 of these, you're not
going to
feel better.
You're going to die.
Yeah, you won't die. You're just going to have a real rough, bad day.
First sold exclusively as a Franzia wine style bag in a box product.
Fucking A. Gooch in a bag, baby. Let's go.
I mean, look, you know, I don't have an issue with, you know, them being entrepreneurs or whatever. Just don't try to spin this like it's something new. Oh, they're looking for a light version, a 4% version of the product. New flavors and hopefully statewide expansion. I think this drink is for everyone, including the people in your age group who don't want to drink.
Yeah, because they're not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, their whole concept behind this, if you didn't want to shoot your head as you were reading their article, was, we were training for a bike marathon and we drank too much And so we wanted to come up with a way that we could drink and not feel bad, bruh.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is, so Little Five is a drinking focused bike race. So there's that.
Yeah. I hate it all. All right, Jeff, what have you been drinking?
Tonight, here you go. You know, it's, I'm still languishing in the spoils of war. Oh yeah, you guys know this one. This is a Single Hill Brewing's Fresh Hop Lateral A.
Mm-mm-mm. Ooh,
yeah, one of my favorite Single Hill beers that they put out. Although again, it is hazy this year for some reason, but really good.
Because everything is hazy and it's always good.
Why? Yeah. Why? But
yeah, I get it. Welly Wells.
Yes, sir.
What about you?
Currently in my glass, it's something from, oh my God, something from, should after the article that I didn't really talk much about, am I allowed to talk about what who I work for again? Anyway, yes. Yeah, so this is totally from a brewery that shall remain nameless, and it is called New Mirage, and it is a hazy IPA with a whole bunch of hops in it, and with Phantasm powder. Y'all remember when I went through my Phantasm powder phase?
I do remember that very well.
Yeah, I still love this shit. So it's got a little bit of tannins to it. It's a real, real nice 8% hazy that I drank way too fast. Josh, it's what you nice, sipping on? Bot.
Real nice. So I have to give a huge shout out to Jeff. I finally got to try the one and the only purple Bugatti.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That is a...
How many did you have back to back?
It's dangerous as hell.
No, this was my last one. I saved it specifically for the show.
Okay.
Yeah, this oh my God, this is so good. This is so good. I was bummed that my bottle shop didn't get the allocation of this, and Jeff did, and I gladly paid for it. And yeah, I fucking love this. I love this whole series of beers. Like, this is just a fun series of beers from the Vale. And it needs to continue. What would be after a Bugatti? Like, I couldn't even imagine.
We're doing a wet hop Ferrari today. So there's that. It's just called wet Ferrari. So,
I mean, I'm not mad at that at all, but I'm like just thinking, like, you know, how we kind of had, or you guys have the single or the, you know, low ABV, the kind of double with the Ferrari, and then the Bugatti is almost a triple-ish. So, like, if you wanted to push it to a quad, what would be after Bugatti? I know there's other supercars out there. Like a McLaren, maybe?
I mean, all I can think of is, like, Miata, Bugatti, and Ferrari. I think that's the only three we got.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking, like, for the next line, the next version of this, or the next iteration should be, like, a McLaren. That'd be cool.
I'll run it up the flagpole.
Yeah, Red McLaren. Let's call it Red McLaren. Anyways, Jeff, we're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Come check us out on the interwebs. Go to craftbeercast.com. Find links to our old episodes. Our Patreon, if you want to support us there. We have a Reddit. But other than that, most of the social medias are dead to us. So don't come looking. Wells, where can they
don't
find
come
you?
Knocking because we ain't there.
That's right.
You can find me at All the Wells, all one word, on Instagram. And Josh, where can they find you, sir?
Besides right here, don't forget about our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. Don't forget about Patreon. Don't forget about rating and reviewing us on your podcatcher of choice or telling a friend, telling somebody. And other than that, we will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Bonk.